You're listening to Finance for Beginners. This is the podcast that demystifies how Wall Street investment works, including all of that confusing jargon and what it all means to you. It's explained to you by veteran investor and broker, John Lemmerman. Hi, John.
Hi, Roger.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hey, listen, there's a phrase that I've run into a couple of times in the news. One is in Russia, they were talking about their sovereign trust, and I read recently that President Trump is talking about creating a sovereign trust for the United States. What is that? What is a sovereign trust?
I'm going to change the words around a little bit and say that if you started looking on the internet, you'll find that there are 70 nations that have what's called a sovereign wealth fund.
Okay.
And these things are used strategically for a special interest or a special purpose. Somebody looking down the road and saying, you know what, in time we're going to have a need for something. Maybe it's infrastructure in the country. Maybe it's new inventions,
So it's purpose-driven.
Yeah, purpose-driven. There you go. Thank you. Norway, I think, has the biggest sovereign wealth fund.
Okay.
China has a very large one. Just about all of the OPEC countries do. And in the United States, there's three states that have, it's not a sovereign wealth fund, but a state wealth fund. Very often, it's driven by petroleum and countries or states that have a surplus of funds due to petrochemicals, petroleum. I believe either Texas or New Mexico, their state wealth funds are used partially for education. They use that in ways to fund education, but it is something that's used for future planning and, you know, building a nest egg now for something that's going to be needed down the road.
Now, where does the money for this come from? Does this strictly come from the governmental funds and investment, or are private individuals or companies allowed to invest in this as well? How does that work?
No, I don't think that private companies would be allowed to invest in this at all. The countries that have done it from a surplus of funds. Like I said, Norway, it was petroleum. The OPEC countries, it's petroleum. For the United States, there's a lot of terms being used about monetizing assets. Now, whether that is revaluing the nation's gold to a higher price, whether that's using the public lands in some way, or something else. I think that's what the Trump administration is talking about, and we don't exactly know yet how they're going to do that.
But this would be government funded and utilized for government programs.
Correct,
you know,
correct.
On behalf of, presumably on behalf of the people of that country. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Is this money invested some way and allowed to grow with interest, and et cetera?
In the case of the United States, I believe there's been some talk about cryptocurrencies and investing that into cryptocurrencies. That's very interesting on several aspects. During the Biden administration, the economy, the government spending ran very strongly, a big percentage of GDP, I think bigger than during Johnson's guns and butter policies. And the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, who was a former Federal Reserve chairperson, so who knows economics, she went to funding the United States very heavily on T-bills, which are less than 1 year maturity. So we're, the United States is very dependent on T-bills now for funding our debts and deficits. It just so happens that the stable coins in the cryptocurrencies are getting positioning hugely in T-bills. Now, often these stable coins are then used to buy the cryptocurrencies like the Bitcoins and the Ethereums and things like that. Trump, in funding this sovereign wealth trust or sovereign wealth fund, and by putting attention to cryptocurrency, he may be using a backdoor mechanism to get more people to buy U.S. debt. Because if they're buying Tether with the idea then of exchanging the tethers for Bitcoin, that may help fund our deficits, because our deficits are so big that we're running out of buyers for the U.S. debt. Right. So it might be an extremely shrewd way of getting people to buy up more U.S. debt.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for that. I didn't know what it was at all, so I'm kind of glad to know that there's... It kind of gives me a sense of what's happening a little bit. So thanks a lot, John.
All right.
I'm Roger Humphrey, and on behalf of myself and John Lemmerman, we thank you so much for listening, and we hope you find the information really valuable. If so, please stop by Finance for Beginners for another episode. Hey, if you've got any questions, please leave them in the comments down below. I promise we will read them. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, or legal advice. The opinions expressed by the host and guests are their own and may not reflect the views of their respective organizations or employers. While we strive to provide accurate and up-to-date information, financial markets are subject to fluctuations, and the information provided may become outdated or change over time. Always do your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions or taking any financial actions. We may discuss products, services, or strategies, but our recommendations are not endorsements. Any potential conflicts of interest will be disclosed as applicable. We do not receive compensation for promoting any specific financial products or services. By listening to this podcast, you agree that the hosts, guests, and producers are not liable for any losses or damages resulting from your reliance on the information provided.